the monthly which we are revising today is of 2nd February 2012. 2/2/2012. Today, Bab Dada today, Bab Dada is seeing his small world of souls in front of him and everywhere else and is pleased. Although this world is small, but it is very lovely. Today Bab Dada is seeing his small world of souls in front of him and everywhere else and is pleased. Although this world is small, it is very lovely. Because each and every soul of this world, of this small world, is an elevated soul. It is these souls who are a handful out of multi-millions. It is these souls who are a handful out of multi-millions. It is these souls who have a right to the Father's inheritance. It is these souls who have a right to the Father's inheritance. Bab Dada is pleased to see every child. As each and every child is a king child, a kingly child. Bab Dada is pleased to see every child, that each and every child is a kingly child, a king child. Bab Dada has made each child the one who has a right to self-sovereignty and a right to the sovereignty of the world. at this time, all have self-sovereignty. At this time, all have self-sovereignty. That is, what is self-sovereignty? So at this time, all have self-sovereignty. That is, they are the kings of the mind, intellect, sanskars, as well as the physical senses. They are the kings of the mind, intellect, sanskars, and the physical senses. You are not influenced by the senses. You are also masters of your minds. So, does each one of you children consider yourself to be a master of the mind and also a master of your sanskars? So does each one of you children consider yourself to be a master of the mind and also a master of your sanskars? Hope it is not that sometimes you are the master of your mind and sometimes your mind is your master. Is it? Hope it's not like that, that sometimes you are the master of your mind and sometimes your mind is your master. You say, my mind. You do not say, I the mind. My mind, that's what you say. You don't say, I the mind. So you are the master of that which belongs to you. So you are the master of that which belongs to you. Therefore check that the mind does not become the master sometimes. Why is Baba saying this? Because at this time, Bap Dada has seated each one of you on the seat of, because at this time Bap Dada has seated each one of you on the seat of those who have a right to self-sovereignty. You are self-sovereigns at the present. You are self-sovereigns at the present time. You are self-sovereigns at the present time, and the future kingdom is yours anyway. And the future kingdom is yours anyway. You have a right to double sovereignty. You have a right to double sovereignty. Bap Dada is seeing that that every child, together with having a right to self-sovereignty, also has self-respect. So Bhaktada is saying that every child, together with having a right to self-sovereignty, also has self-respect. So sit with this awareness. I am a soul with self-respect. So sit with this awareness that I am a soul with self-respect. And then you will see how such a long list of titles of self-respect comes in front of you. A garland of many types of self-respect. A garland of many types of self-respect comes in front of you, does it not? Bab Dada, Bab Dada has garlanded every child with a garland of self-respect. Bab Dada has garlanded every child with a garland of self-respect. As soon as you hear the word self-respect, the different titles of self-respect come into your awareness, do they not? Just remember, how great your self-respect is in the eternal form. Just remember, in the eternal form, how great your self-respect is. Have you gone into your eternal form? Have you gone into your eternal form? Each one's self-respect is in the eternal form. Each one's self-respect is, I am a sparkling soul with the Father. I am a sparkling soul with the Father. Because of the Father's company, because of the Father's company, you are seen as special sparkling souls. Are you able to see that? As special sparkling souls because you are in the Father's company. In the sky too here, in the sky, some stars have a special sparkle. In the same way, because of being with the Father, because of being with the Father, you are sparkling souls. Do you remember your eternal form? Do you remember your eternal form, or can you remember your eternal form? How you are sparkling souls in the company of the Father. Can you stabilize yourself in your eternal form in a second? Can you stabilize yourself in your eternal form in a second? Now, in 1 second, stabilize in that eternal form for 1 second. Now, for 1 second, stabilize yourself in the eternal form in a second. How intoxicated you become through that. How intoxicated you become through that by stabilizing yourself in your eternal form in a second. Now move forward. Now move forward. You have now come to the beginning of the world cycle. So come to the beginning of the world cycle. Have you come? Perform this drill. See your form at the beginning of the golden age. See your form at the beginning of the golden age. It is such an elevated form. An embodiment of happiness. It is such an elevated form, an embodiment of happiness. It is a form of being an embodiment of all attainments. It is a form of being an embodiment of all attainments. There is no name or trace of sorrow. There is no name or trace of sorrow. Even the elements are beautiful and satoguni. Even the elements are beautiful and satoguni. Just experience your deity form. Just experience your deity form. Can you see your own form? Are you able to see your own form? Whether someone is a king, a great soul, or a politician, whether someone is a king, a great soul, or a politician, have you seen anyone who is an embodiment of all attainments? Whether someone is a king, a great soul, or a politician, have you seen anyone who is an embodiment of all attainments? So the answer is definitely not. In today's world, this cannot be possible. So Baba is saying, so stabilize yourself. So stabilize yourself in your deity form for a second. So before Baba said, stabilize yourself in your eternal form for a second, and now Baba says, stabilize yourself in your deity form for a second. You enjoy being in your self-respect, do you not? You enjoy being in your self-respect, do you not? I am a deity. I am a deity. Bap Dada is conducting this drill. Then come down. So first we were in golden age, now come down. Which age is it? So it's copper age now. So come down, and which age is it? In the copper age, too, your self-respect is of being worthy of worship. In the copper age too, your self-respect is of being worthy of worship. Your form is worthy of worship. So can you see your worthy of worship form? Are you able to see it? Your worthy of worship form? Everyone worships you with so much devotion and discipline. Everyone worships you with so much devotion and discipline. No one else is worshipped with such discipline, whether founders of different religions came, or gurus came, or politicians, or actors came. But no one else is worshipped with such discipline. So, did you see your self-respect? Did you experience it? Now, so after this copper age, your worship worthy stage, and now come to the confluence age. Are all of you going around the cycle? Those sitting at the back, are you all going around the cycle and raise your hand, and they are raising their hand. Raise your hands now. So look at your self-respect, because you are those who have a right to self-sovereignty, are you not? At the confluence age. God Himself. At the confluence age, God Himself. At the confluence age, God Himself, the Master Himself, fills the lives of you children with the speciality of purity. At the confluence age, God Himself, the Master Himself, fills the lives of you children with the speciality of purity. This purity is the mine of all types of imperishable happiness. This purity is the mine of all types of imperishable happiness. But who made you become this? Who made you become this? God Himself. Even now, you have received as practical proof. Even now, you have received as practical proof the property of purity from the Father. The property of purity from the Father. You have received even now this as practical proof. So now check. Now check. Purity. Is the basis of all attainments. Purity is the basis of all attainments. All of you have become master, almighty authorities. Through purity, all of you have become master, almighty authorities through purity. So check, have I attained all powers? So check, have I attained all powers? Some children say, the Father has given all the powers, but the Father has given all the powers, some children say, but the power that we need sometimes, comes a little time later. It comes when the situation is over. That means it does not come at that time. It comes when the situation is over, so it comes a little bit later. So Baba is asking, what is the reason for that? If it comes later and not at that time, what is the reason for that? The Father gave it to you as a blessing. But in spite of that, it doesn't come to you at the time of need. What is the reason for that? So why doesn't it come at the time of need? Baba is giving the reason. What is the reason for that? You are not seated on the seat of the awareness of being a master, almighty authority. The reason is, you are not seated on the seat of the awareness of being a master, almighty authority. An order is only obeyed when it is given by someone seated on the seat of his position. An order is only obeyed when it is given by someone seated on the seat of his position. Position. So, whenever you order any power, first check. Whenever you order any power, first check. Am I seated on the seat of awareness? Am I seated on the seat of self-respect? So what have you to check? Am I seated on the seat of awareness? Am I seated on the seat of self-respect? Stabilize yourself on the seat of awareness. Stabilize yourself on the seat of awareness and all the powers and all the powers are bound to come to you at the time of need. All the powers are bound to come to you at the time of need. Why? Because the Almighty Authority Father has made you into Master Almighty Authorities. Because the Almighty Authority Father has made you into Master Almighty Authorities. So, you are moving along while having imbibed such powerful self-respect, are you not? So you are moving along while having imbibed such powerful self-respect, are you not? Have you seen your self-respect? Okay, now where will you go after the confluence age? You will be on the return journey, will you not? So time to go back. So you will be on the return journey, will you not? This is why Bap Dada wants each one of you. This is why Bap Dada wants each one of you to continue to perform this exercise throughout the day. Make time for this again and again. Make time for this again and again by garlanding you with the garland of self-respect and by your experiencing it. What Bab Dada has given you is a right to self-sovereignty. So make time for this again and again. And if you do this, it is not possible that self-respect would not obey your orders. The only thing is simply remain seated on your seat. Bab Dada noticed that everyone does pay attention. No doubt. But now, set your daily timetable on a regular basis. Every now and then, in between, stabilize yourself in the form of the awareness of your self-respect. For instance, just as you do traffic control, in the same way, for the awareness of self-respect, fix a time, regular time in your routine to have the awareness from the beginning period till the return journey. You can do this while walking and moving around also, because it is only your mind that you have to sit on the seat. Bab Dada saw, and you have been told earlier too, that all of you do have yoga. All of you do yoga. But what is needed now? So you do yoga, no doubt, but what is needed now? Seeing the conditions of the delicate times, you were also told earlier that now volcanic yoga is needed. Because this volcanic yoga will do double work. Firstly, through this volcanic yoga. Firstly, you will be able to cremate your old sanskars. So it's pun on the word sanskar. Sanskar means your sanskar of the soul, and sanskar also means cremating someone, something. So firstly, you will be able to cremate your old sanskars. At present you kill your sanskars, but you do not burn them. You kill them, but you don't cremate them. So at present you kill your sanskars, but you do not burn them. Even after killing them, they sometimes awaken. Just as Ravan is not just killed. Ravan is not just killed, but it is also burnt. So it is killed and then burnt. In the same way, you have to cremate your old sanskars, which every now and then reduce your intense effort, which every now and again reduce your intense effort. So you have to cremate your old sanskars, which every now and again reduce your intense effort. For this you need to have volcanic yoga. You need to have volcanic yoga. Firstly for yourself, firstly for yourself, through volcanic yoga you become a form of light and might. Firstly for yourself, and secondly, through volcanic yoga you become a form of light and might. And because you are in that form, you can give others cooperation through your rays. So firstly for yourself, and then secondly through this volcanic yoga, you become a form of light and might. And because you are in that form, you can give others cooperation through your rays. So now, have you all transformed your yoga into volcanic yoga? Now, have you all transformed your yoga into volcanic yoga? Now, according to the time, all souls need your cooperation. All souls need your cooperation. Of course, at Amrit Vela, Bap Dada gives love to every child. Bap Dada gives love to every child at Amrit Vela. Bap Dada sees Bap Dada sees that you keep that you have kept a very good aim and you also maintain courage. Bap Dada sees that you keep a very good aim and you also maintain courage. However, the attention you give at Amrit Vela gradually reduces during the day. So this is what Bap Dada has seen, that the attention you give at Amrit Vela, however, reduces during the day. What is the reason for that? When you are engaged in performing actions, and you do have to perform actions, as a karma yogi, there's a difference. So you don't perform actions as a karma yogi, you just perform actions. But karma yogi, you are not those who simply have yoga, but you are those who have a yogi life. Karma and yoga should go together. You are those who have a yogi life. A life is for all time, not only sometimes. A life is for all time, not only sometimes. So what does Bap Dada want now? In a general way, many of you have passed in the subject of love, of course. So generally, many of you have passed in the subject of love. In the subject of love, the father saw. In the subject of love, the father saw. So the father saw that the majority of experienced love by saying, my Baba, you say this, and experience the father's love. So the majority of you have passed in the subject of love, no doubt. What do you have to pass now in? What do you have to pass in now? So majority of you have passed in the subject of love, but what do you have to pass in now? in becoming equal to the Father, you have to pass in this, in becoming equal to the Father, what do all of you want? Do all of you want to become equal to the Father? Or will the Father remain the Father and you are just the children? So you will have to become equal to the Father. What does it mean to have love? It means you definitely have to do what the person you love tells you. So what does it mean to have love? It means you definitely have to do what the person you love tells you. All of you love the Father and the Father loves you. If so, raise your hand. You all love the Father? Raise your hand. Yes, you all love the Father. Raise your hand. So they all raise their hand and Baba saying, yes, you have love. Those at the back, you all have love for the Father, do you? And they all raise their hand. So Baba saying, good. Good. Good, good. So now, just as you have love, now what Bhaktada wants? So now, just as you have love, Bhaktada wants you to have the aim. Wants you to have the aim of becoming equal to the Father. Raise your hand for this. If you have the faith that you want to become equal to the Father. You have the faith and you raise your hand very well too. Bhaktada is seeing that. How well you raise your hands. That you have love for the Father. Bhaktada wants that each and every child Bhaktada wants each and every child to be visible as one who is happy and has the fortune of happiness. Every child to be visible as one who is happy and has the fortune of happiness through your face and activity. Because according to the time, your face will do a lot of service. There will be a need for this, for your face to do service. And for this, Bhaktada wants you to keep. Bhaktada wants you to keep this aim from now. So Bhaktada wants that from now you keep this aim as it is now. You must have so much zeal and enthusiasm to do service. In this, you should have the enthusiasm to serve through your face, because day by day, delicate times are definitely going to come. Delicate times are definitely going to come. At such a time, your face should make souls. At such a time, your face should make souls cheerful. At such a time, your face should make souls cheerful. Today, Bap Dada toured around at Amrit Vela. Today, Bap Dada toured around at Amrit Vela. What did he see? What did he see? Yes, you all sit with your own interest. Abdallah sees that you all sit with your own interest. You all sit with your own interest, but the greatest authority of all is the authority of your own experience. So Baba saw that you sit, yes, but you have Baba saw that you sit, but you have to be an authority of experience. You sit with that awareness, yes, but you should experience being an embodiment of that awareness. So Baba means to say, just sitting alone is not enough, and the awareness alone is not enough, but you also have to be an embodiment of that awareness. You do experience the bliss of being in authority of experience, but it is only for a short time. You do experience the bliss of being in authority of experience, but it's only for a short time. You think that you are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. You think that too. So you think that you are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. But to experience yourself as an embodiment of that awareness and be lost in that experience, but to experience yourself as an embodiment of that awareness and be lost in that experience, and to be lost in that experience. So this has to be increased even more. So you do experience, but this experience has to be increased more, because the authority of experience is the greatest authority of all. To remain as an embodiment of experience is said to be an experience. To remain as an embodiment of awareness is said to be an experience. So, become lost in that experience. Stay in the experience of the form that you have in your awareness. So stay in the experience of the form that you have in your awareness. This is needed a lot more. You need a lot more of this, because an experience is never forgotten. An experience is never forgotten. So, become lost in that experience. Stay in the experience of the form that you have in your awareness. That is needed a lot more, because an experience is never forgotten. Bhaktada saw that majority of you have love for the Murli. However, just as Jagatamba demonstrated it in her practical life, that whatever the father says has to be done. This was her determination. So she demonstrated, in her practical life, whatever the father says has to be done. She kept that aim and also paid attention to that effort. Your Didi and your Dadis who have gone into the advanced party also paid. That attention. Your Didi and Dadis who have gone into the advanced party also paid that attention. And now they are waiting for you. They are in the advanced party and they are now waiting for you. They are all asking. They're asking Baba. When will the gates to completion open? They are asking. When will the gates to completion open? It's not just one or two who are going to open the gates. It's not just one or two who are going to open the gates. So now, make effort to bring. So now make effort to bring the time close to open the gates. So now make effort to bring the time close to open the gates. To become complete means to bring the time close. To become complete means to bring the time close. Okay. Okay. Bab Dada. Is giving love from his heart to all the children everywhere. Bab Dada is giving love from his heart to all the children everywhere. Together with that, together with that, Bab Dada is also reminding all of you about the work that he has given. Together with that, Bhaktar is also reminding all of you about the homework that he has given for 2 months. Why? Generally, these waste thoughts make your efforts ordinary instead of making them intense. Generally, these waste thoughts make your efforts ordinary instead of making them intense. Therefore, together with love and remembrance, Bab Dada is reminding all the children everywhere. Now, Bab Dada is reminding all the children everywhere. Together with love and remembrance, Bab Dada is reminding all the children everywhere. Now, time of the confluence age. The time of the confluence age is so beautiful and elevated. It is only at the confluence age that you receive all the treasures from the Father. Every second of the confluence age is great. Every second of the confluence age is great. Therefore, always keep the value of the confluence age in your intellect. Always keep the value of the confluence age in your intellect. 1 second of the confluence age enables you to have so much attainment. If someone were to ask you, what have you received? Then what would you reply to that one who asks you what have you received? You will answer, there is nothing lacking. There's nothing lacking in the hearts of us Brahmins. Whatever we wanted to attain, we have attained that. We have attained that which we wanted. Now, use that, become an intense effort maker and bring time close. Achcha. Bab Dada is saying, Bab Dada is saying that everyone has enthusiasm. So, constantly continue to increase this enthusiasm. So it's Punjab zone turn to serve. So Baba is giving drishti to those from Punjab. It is good. You are able to fill yourselves with power in the chance that you receive. Bab Dada is pleased that each zone in turn alone becomes instrumental for all round service. You receive a chance and you also create your fortune. Until now, whichever zone does this service, Bab Dada has seen that mostly you make everyone content. Is that right? The report is good, is it not? It is good, very good. Uniben is saying very good. Bab Dada is pleased. Baba Dada is pleased. So many double foreigners came at that time on 2nd of February 2012, and many senior brothers and sisters from abroad were also there. So double foreigners and the main instrument brothers and sisters from abroad have come, because in February usually you have your meetings. So Jayanti Ben is here, Chandru Ben, all the CBAs are there, Vedanti Ben, all the RCs, the NCs. The double foreigners have been given the title, the decoration of Madhuban. The double foreigners have been given the title, the decoration of Madhuban. You bring splendor to Madhuban. You bring splendor to Madhuban. And you have made a good difference. You have brought good change in yourselves. Bab Dada is pleased to see both the effort and the transformation. Earlier you used to ask why, and now you say wah. Before you used to say why, now you say wah. You have brought a good change in yourself. You have brought about a good change in yourself. You now don't find anything difficult. You now don't find anything difficult. You are ever ready for anything. You are ever ready for anything. Any discipline that is sent in the Murlis as a direction from Bab Dada, and you are ready for that. And you also give good cooperation. You are loving and also very good in giving cooperation. Now, that's what Bab Dada wants. He's telling you that those from abroad should claim number one in what Bab Dada wants, in volcanic yoga. That's what Bab Dada wants from double foreigners, volcanic yoga. Because the foreigners have the sanskar of definitely completing whatever aim they have. So you have this aim, whatever aim you keep, you complete that aim. So Bab Dada wants you to claim a number in two things. One, in finishing all waste. And second, in becoming free from obstacles in service. So Bab Dada wants you to claim number one in two things, finishing all waste, and second, becoming free from obstacles in service. The whole family also has love for you. It is not just Bab Dada has love for you, but the whole divine family has great love for the double foreigners. Now, Now those from abroad have to claim number one in both these things, in finishing all waste and becoming free from obstacles in service. It is good. It is good. Bap Dada is giving each jewel love from his heart. Bap Dada is giving each jewel love from his heart, and together with that love, he is also giving your mind waves of zeal and enthusiasm. Okay, sit down. Baba Tip and Double Foreigner, sit down. Have all of you taken love and remembrance for yourselves, or is it just those of the wings and the double foreigners who have taken that? Bap Dada is seeing everyone. He casts his vision, and so he gives love and remembrance through his vision.
the voice of blessing from Dadi. Baba said that you have to practice volcanic yoga and five form drill, and Baba made sure that everyone should practice five form drill. Now Mother Bani group will be singing a song. Baba, when we met you, we became complete. Now we'll enjoy Baba Milan song by Madhavani group. Baba has made us complete today. Baba, through Gulzar Dadi, has given us so much of blessing, and through Drishti too, Baba has given us so much blessing. Now we'll listen to the Madhavani group song.
ओम शांति। आपसे हम मिलके नायाब हो गए हैं, वरदानों को पाके कामयाब हो गए हैं। ये मिलन की मस्ती हम कैसे छुपाएं, कोई बताए कैसे हम खुशियां दिखाएं। एक बार प्यारे बाप दादा को करतल ध्वनि के साथ धन्यवाद देते हैं, जोरदार तालियों के साथ।
आप मिले तो पूरे हर ख्वाब हो गए।
और आज पंजाब के साथ सारा संसार ढूंढ रहा है।
Om Shanti, dear Baba Dada has completed us with so much blessing today. Only through Baba's blessing, we can fulfill our life's aim. Now, we'll listen to respected Dadi Ratan Murni Dadi's words of blessing. Now we'll listen to respected Ratan Murni Dadi's words of blessing, and after that we'll listen to Nirbhay Bhaiji and later Brijmohan Bhaiji. When we look at Dadi, we can feel the presence of Baba. Baba said today that you have to do service through your faith. Dadis too take us close to Baba. Now we listen to Ratan Murni Dadiji. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti Mahavakya Sada Dilki Andar Yatre.
Always remember the elevated sound of Om Shanti. So this sound will always remind you of Baba. In this remembrance, you will always be able to reflect Baba, and through this foundation, whomever we see, we'll be able to look with a loving drishti. And Baba had made many children by teaching Baba's knowledge. They have learned themselves and also became equal to what Baba said. whatever Baba wishes, we also have to make us like Baba's vision of us, and we should continue to give the message to others here. How many people would we be able to send the message? Whatever knowledge Baba is teaching us, whatever knowledge Baba has taught us, we have to remind ourselves this knowledge repeatedly, and we should become an embodiment of that, because the Baba's message is for everyone. What Baba is teaching us, that we have to learn, and we have to show the reflection of knowledge to others. People might be sitting here and there, but Baba gives equal amount of love to everyone. Which Baba has given us, Baba is giving the same amount of love to everyone. Definitely there would be love between father and children. So we have to remember this love, and with this love, we should continue to meet others and should continue to give and share the same love to others. You all must have listened to Baba's elevated version. Even I listen to the version. Now we should be able to become the embodiment of that message. Whenever we sit, we should be able to remember Baba's elevated version, because this gathering Baba has created, this gathering, even though we do different kind of activities, but still while doing those activities, we should be able to remember Baba. And this remembrance will take us forward in life, and through this remembrance, through Baba's remembrance, meaning while remembering Baba, we will be able to move forward. Whatever Baba has taught us, we'll be able to teach others too. Thing that Baba taught us, we should continue to teach others as well. Through this, we'll be able to imbibe those virtues. It will become much more stronger inside us, because Baba has taught us how we should give the message to others that the Father has come to take us back to His home. So we should become such obedient children of Baba and continue to remember Baba. For us, this is that subtle region where we see Baba, and whatever Baba teaches us, we listen to that. And we listen to Baba's words. With these words, so I congratulate everyone. Congratulations, congratulations. Om Shanti. So, Daddy, gave us her good wishes. Now I request respected Nirvar Bhaiji the inspirations of Babdada, which Baba has given us in the form of blessing, in the form of homework. I request Nirvar Bhaiji to share his feelings. Respected Nirvar Bhaiji. Om Shanti. Dadiji, through her words, had told us the crux of Bab Dada's words. First of all, I would like to say, Punjab Zone brothers and sisters, so this is the turn of Punjab Zone brothers and sisters. So I am asking you all, have you really experienced a fifth Bhaktada Milan today? Please raise your hands. It might be that this only is the repeated version, but we can see all the brothers and sisters throughout the world. You all have listened to Bhaktada's version, and if you sit here, you might miss a little bit. Because on the stage you have to listen very carefully, but certain words you might miss. See, this murli was of 2012 murli. Now whatever Baba said, that's required for us in this particular time. Baba mentioned about the remembrance or yoga. So your yoga should be volcanic yoga, the practice of that yoga. Along with that, how should we practice the five form drill throughout the day, how we should experience that in different forms, and how we should charge our battery of the soul. Along with that, how should we have elevated vision towards one another? Especially to the Punjab Zone brothers and sisters. Along with that, all the brothers and sisters from India and abroad. In order to refresh after Murli, Baba comes especially to refresh us. So congratulations in that sense. And the coming days, the world famous festival of Christmas will be coming in few days. So I wish everyone on behalf of the Christmas, and I give this wish on behalf of Bhaktada and everyone, and I wish all the sisters with Gulzar Dadi, sisters and brothers with Gulzar Dadi, I also wish and thank them, and I also wish them for Christmas. Along with that, I wish in advance for the new year. I hope that this new year brings newness in life. I heard that the vaccine of corona, for corona, is coming. Nowadays, the impact of corona is reducing. And I wish that this new year, how during Baba season people would come and go, we should be able to start again. So I wish for that for the new year. And I wish that all brothers and sisters come here once again. Om Shanti. Bhaji has given this wonderful wish that Baba's house should be full like before. Now I request respected Prince Mohan Bhaiji to share his inspiration. Om Shanti. So we have revised the Murli today, and I could see Amir Chand Bhaiji in the revised version of Murli. Last time when this Murli was said by Baba, Amir Chand Bhaiji was there, but now he's not there. By seeing that, I felt that there were many brothers and sisters. I was able to see Sarla Didi too. I was able to see Dadi Janki too. And these souls went to play the next part. So what Baba is telling, you have to remember that Baba was repeatedly telling, we have to become equal to Baba. For that, Baba said that we kill the waste, but we do not burn the waste. If we do not burn it, then it becomes alive once again. New year is coming. In the new year, old goes away. And the one who is going also gets the parting gift. So what can we give for the old thing? So we have to, we give the old, our old sanskars, our old relationship, and we should start new from the new year. And it, we have to wave goodbye for the past, for 5,000 years. And we should take it back only after one whole cycle. That's why Baba said one wonderful fact, that you should do volcanic yoga. If you do that, you'll be able to burn it, burn the old. Baba especially reminded us about volcanic yoga. And the second thing that I remember is the authority of experience. Baba said that you do everything, but to experience everything. And Baba has drawn attention to this point too. And finally, Baba said, you have to invoke the time. Bring time near you. Bring time so that you can open the gates. Baba mentioned different things about the Murli, in Murli. And Baba gives turn to everyone. So through this, in one turn of Baba Milan, we will be able to do service in the yajna. So through this, Baba is loving every member of the family, and one zone comes and does every kind of service. and they do different variety of service. And when we see this, when we see the foreigners too, we feel happy. They come from different countries. Baba said, foreigners is really the decoration of Madhuban. So we listen to the whole murli. Now we'll read that murli one second and then we'll imbibe that. So in the world, two people read one book for 2,000 years. But well, even if we read murli one to two times, do we feel newness? In the scriptures too it said. So Baba said us too. Baba said a lot in today's murli, which we have to practically do. And Baba said, and I congratulate all the brothers and sisters of Punjab. I miss Bhaiji, Amir Chand Bhaiji, because it's a part in drama you should not miss, but still, Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Now we'll remember. Sit in silence for 2-3 minutes. Om Shanti.
उलझन में मार्ग बताया आपने